Warning, Afraid to Ask is an uncensored podcast that may include adult language and topics. Actually, not may, it will contain such things. If you get offended easily, please check out my Dry Bar comedy special or watch me on Gutfold. I love you, but this podcast is not for you. Mom, please turn it off. I love you. Turn it off. Okay, you can't say we didn't warn you. Please enjoy the episode. Check 1, 2.
Well, hello there, boyfriend. How are you this fine day?
I'm really good.
Is it working?
Yes.
Excellent. Let's not touch shit.
I'm afraid to ask, but I have a great question.
I don't even know what I was going to say. I'm so disturbed right now.
Welcome to Afraid to Ask.
Hi. Hey,
I shouldn't be afraid to ask anything.
Yeah, why would I be afraid that you sent stuff to an editor?
So.
What did I say that was so inappropriate?
Can I reiterate, when do eggs expire?
Oh.
Because we were just talking about.
That's actually been recently updated.
It has. Since we recorded our podcast last week?
So it's called AMA. No, not since last week. AMA, Advanced Maternal Age. Used to be age 40 and above, but now we're actually seeing 35 and above.
Age, you can't fuck that mature ass.
Oh my God. You're really inappropriate. Just starting off strong.
Okay. AMA is... This is...
I just said Advanced Maternal Age.
So this would be the age at which it is healthy... to conceive.
There are more risks associated with an advanced age in a female because your ova do tend to have more genetic abnormalities as you age.
Ova is plural of ovary?
Ovum. So it's an egg.
Okay.
So did you know that you are born with the amount of eggs you will have for your entire life?
Did not.
Whereas men regenerate... Not regenerate, produce more sperm all of the time.
Fuck yeah, we do.
Women don't create new eggs. They're born. So baby girls have the same amount of eggs that they will have for the rest of their lives. Well, actually less, because once you start ovulating monthly, you lose an egg. But you never make more.
And unbelievable. And so...
So they're very rare.
So the
sperm,
man...
who gives a shit?
Millions of sperms.
Yeah, because they can't get the job done.
We're regenerating... Is that what really what it is? They can't, there's so, you're right. There's so many of them.
Yeah.
And we just...
I'm
why?
A powerhouse.
You mean you have...
We're just like... We need billions to get the job done once.
It's kind of unbelievable.
Yeah, it is. It's actually... It's quite a fascinating process.
Millions of sperm. One of them get... Is... This might be a dumb question. Is that because... Is it the obvious answer? Is it... Do we have millions of sperm? Are we kind of like... Because I was with this... I don't know if this is a good comparison, but I was with this management company once.
Oh, I was waiting for something.
And they, what did you, no, I was going to say I was with this management company once.
And you were talking about your sperm to them?
No, they signed like a shitload of comics. Just fucking everybody. They would sign everybody. Open micer. And they, you know what they were just hoping? One of those.
One of them.
One of them was Dave Chappelle. Yeah. They were just hoping for the Dave Chappelle. That's the sperm. They would sign everybody. That's like one way to get high quality. Other people cultivate talent and only sign someone that they truly believe in, which I think is that's what the egg scenario
is. Well, there
is
theory to that in the sense that not all sperm have the motility of a fucking warrior. So like some of them are slower. There's a little tail on the sperm, right? So like the faster, more aggressive sperm will reach the egg first, and it's the first sperm that attaches to the egg. So the ones that aren't as good... don't make it.
That's what I was... I didn't
but
say
I
that, but that's what I was getting at.
Millions of them. Why you, can't you have five?
Like, you know what I'm picturing?
Why are there so many shitty sperm?
Great question. That's where I was going. I didn't get there, but I was I was legitimately trying to say, is that so we get the very best sperm and we're just signing the open micers to get the very, very good comedian? And all, you know what I'm picturing? I'm picturing like all these...
Why don't I just dump out like 20 eggs and like the one that goes down the best and is strongest and the most robust is the one that wins? I think it's interesting the differences.
It absolutely... I was picturing just now, the whole time you were talking, dump out eggs made me picture something, but then also I pictured all my little sperms in an American Ninja Warrior type of competition where they're all fighting and they're all running side by side, and then that little sperm runs up and hits that red button. Boom, that's your kid.
Do you know what I think is interesting? You remember when we had a discussion about like they move like crazy, right? They're swimming like to win the race.
This was not on the podcast, by the way.
What?
Talking about this.
Oh, no. This was just in bed one night. This is pillow talk, the way that we discuss things.
Yeah. You're Remember saying sperm I... move.
Yeah. So why don't you feel them in your mouth?
Jeez.
or on your chest, mm-hmm. or in your hand. Why doesn't your dirty washcloth move?
I don't know. I wish it would crawl itself to the fucking laundry room.
It should if you had a bunch of champions in there. Isn't that interesting?
It is.
They're moving at a rapid rate.
It is. Do you think it's because they instantly die when they hit the air?
They don't instantly die, but they do die pretty quickly. And the other thing is that it's microscopic, right? They don't have a very long longevity after release.
Interesting.
Although sperm do last, this is kind of cool, more than a day, usually inside of a vagina. So like when you're trying to conceive, you don't have to have sex exactly when you think that you're ovulating. You can do it like a day or two before or after, and some of them will still survive. So we actually recommend having sex every other day to get pregnant.
Yeah, you recommend that, but I got to find somebody to do it with me. Whenever I hear that, they go like, oh, we recommend sex once a week. You're like, yeah, well, I'm a guy. I can't just go to a bar.
No, I mean, when people are trying to have a baby, they have sex every single day. But
right.
You actually can't make enough sperm every day. So it's kind of like you're shooting like half blinks.
Ah.
Like you're doing it, but you don't have as much. You want a bunch to like really increase your odds.
You know how there are misconceptions about conception, about like birth control and the pull-out method, whether it works or not, things like that? I had always heard, I'm glad you kind of confirmed, that the air kills this, but I never heard that air, because that's why whenever I'm having sex with a girl and I don't have a condom, I'll shoot it into her vagina, but just from an inch away, so that way it all dies as it goes in.
You are so gross.
It's the air. Safe.
Was this a good idea to podcast with your girlfriend? Because right now I'm kind of like, ew.
Yeah.
Cringe.
Should we start recording? That was all just me asking some questions to you.
Oh, great. So you just disgusted me for 20 minutes before we started.
I have a question coming in, and it actually has to do with, can I say one more thing?
Oh, God.
Isn't it crazy how much harder it is for a woman? I mean, this goes without saying, but isn't it crazy how, let me say this. For a guy, it's actually harder for me.
Choose your words wisely right now.
I'm having trouble choosing my words. It's actually harder for a guy to.
You're not even on thin ice. You're on like thin sperm air right now with me.
So you know how having a baby is a miracle?
Yeah.
You create this human being. Do you realize for a guy?
You don't do shit.
It's easier for me to have a baby than not have a baby. Like, it's actually harder for me to not have a baby than have a baby to create this life. Like, it's like one extra step to not create a person. It's one extra step. Isn't that nuts? By not doing anything, people everywhere. Isn't that wild?
I always thought it was interesting. Like, the billions of people in the world, that means people have sex or have had sex over a billion times.
Right.
That's a lot of sex.
Tons of sex.
I guess it is an effort, right? To like wrap it up.
Make
sure you've got some type of birth control or something versus just like.
Yep. That's the noise I make. This brings me to this question, which kind of ties in here.
I'm really unattracted.
Hey, Jamie and Erica. I have a question. Basically I was with somebody and the condom broke and. Oh. It's been about 2 days, so I can't take the Plan B pill. I'm just wondering what my options are.
Is there a Plan C pill?
I was not on birth control. Is there anything that you can tell me about about the situation that might be able to help me? Thank you.
Wow.
So just curious,
I didn't know that was what the question was.
How
I thought
long
it was different.
Ago? How long ago did you get that? Because she said 2 days ago.
Let me ask the voicemail. What was your question?
Because you actually have more time than 2 days.
Oh, so that's good news.
So if it's like a brand new call, you're good. If it's been like a week, then you're not good.
I have terrible news.
It was a year ago?
This podcast is going to be released a week. We have to figure something out immediately. And that is, when we record a podcast, I have to contact this person. I have to listen to all the messages first. Hey, this one's very time sensitive.
Oh, yeah.
We need to have press one. You know when you leave a voice message and it goes press one for urgent? I feel really terrible about this.
Okay. Well, first of all, if you're getting all medical advice from a podcast, we need to fix that.
Can we help her at least? So say this message is 1 week old. Can we at least help her? What are some names for the baby?
Oh my God.
I feel really bad about this.
First of all, you need to know this about me going forward and all doctors in general, right? We talked about this before in a previous episode about the legalities of giving medical advice for free.
Oh.
I can get into serious trouble.
What do you want from her? Like $100? I get what you're saying.
I don't have a whole medical list of all of this patient's
I understand.
History, allergies, surgical history, family history, etc.
This is not medical advice.
So when I talk about this, this is not medical advice. This is specifically education with entertainment.
Fuck it, your own risk. Listen.
Fuck your own
do
risk.
Do it your I own. We almost called the podcast that, but you know what?
Fuck at your own risk?
There's already three podcasts
no,
called that.
No, there's not. Mm-hmm. Did you really look that one up? I kind of no. like that one. I kind of like it. All right, so
I really feel bad about this.
So point being, you'll always see doctors on social media being like, this is not medical advice, but
sure.
then they're specifically like, if you have this skin problem, go see your doctor. So there's differences.
Okay. We'll make sure there will be a disclaimer before every episode that frees us from any
medical
possible.
Liability?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
It's expensive. So you're... Let's pretend this person still had a shot at getting rid of this baby they don't want with this stranger.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Can we play it again? Did they say stranger?
I don't...
This makes me feel... Let's play it one more time. Wait.
Hey, Jamie and Erica.
Shit, this is a week ago.
I have a question. Well, basically, I was with somebody and the condom broke, and it's been about 2 days, so I
9 days.
Can't take the Plan B pill. I'm just wondering what my options are. I was not on birth control.
Okay. Sounds to me like a... Now, let me ask you a question. Plan A, let's say, is like abstinence and or an IUD. Plan B is like... Wow, you go to the... Is Plan B a prescription?
Actually, it's not. It's available over the counter now, but it's usually behind the pharmacy wall, so you have to ask the pharmacist for it.
Can I ask you a question? So, a follow-up. She didn't ask this, but I was just looking online. What are your thoughts on Plan C? Do you know about this? This is... You change your name and you move out of the country? And hope the girl doesn't find you.
Do you know how much shittier it is for a girl to get pregnant with a stranger than a guy?
You know why? She ends up with a baby.
Also gets pregnant and has to deal with all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But sure. Move out of the country, Jamie.
No, this is a serious thing. I'm going to follow up.
So Plan B is actually really cool. And okay. It's more effective the sooner you take it. So
yeah.
Like as soon as you have unprotected sex, like it's advantageous to have. So say you don't like other birth control forms.
I keep one right in my mouth, like right here, where I break it almost like poison. I'm ready to go at all times. I can just immediately.
Too bad it's not cyanide. So essentially.
The sooner you take it, the better the chance that you will not have this.
So Plan B basically. So it's a progesterone hormone. And
yeah.
It's cool because it's just a pill. It's nothing invasive.
So the progesterone is like the pill?
No, well, there are progesterone birth control pills, and then there's estrogen progesterone combo pills.
Cocky, right? That they just go, this is the pill. Lots of pills. Pills that make your
penis big. It's a high strength.
But don't you think that's pretty cocky that they call birth control the pill? What if I was like, hey, tonight you want to take a look at the dick? There's so many, like to call the pill, that's like the biggest, but I guess maybe it is the best pill. What do you think?
Oh, that's
most important pill?
Question. If you ask a doctor what their favorite medication is, you're going to get a variety of answers based on our specialties.
But that's an important one, the pill, the birth control pill. Please continue.
Well, it's important because it doesn't just help with birth control, but we can get into that later.
Progesterone.
Progesterone prevents ovulation.
Mm-hmm.
So you can actually take it after you have sex. If you haven't ovulated yet, it prevents you from ovulating, so you can't get pregnant, which is really, really cool. It can block fertilization.
Mm-hmm.
Or it can actually keep a fertilized egg from like implanting into your uterus. So you've got up to 72 hours.
72 hours.
3 days.
Let me see when this voicemail was. Shit.
So that's the pill. The pill.
Ooh. I'm not joking. This was
an old
voicemail.
But there's other forms too. Did you know that there's an IUD? So that's an intrauterine device. It's a little copper.
Yeah.
One. There's other. Why'd you say it like that?
Don't know. I don't know. No answer.
Do you want one?
No, I don't know where that came from.
I don't know where I'd put it, but I could put one in you. Yeah, okay.
IUD.
Up to 5 days after unprotected sex.
You can put that in. Hold on a second. This could be good. Say this voicemail is a few days old, but I can contact this person before this podcast comes out, and we will get to them within 5 days. You're saying they could have an IUD, which I thought was only prophylactic.
Correct.
No pun intended. And we could put that in and we could retroactively be on birth control.
Correct.
Holy holy fucking, like, not like Black Mirror type of shit. Changing,
you know,
the past.
What I think is interesting too is I was asked to write a women's health article for a magazine really recently, actually, about the safety of Plan B and how often you can take it. Did you know you can take it as many times as you need to?
Wow.
It's a lot of a hormone though, and there's side effects. You might feel moody, you might feel crampy, right. Your periods definitely can be affected. So, I mean, it's not a great thing to take all the time. And I think the biggest thing is the fear of, gosh, what if you like run out and you missed your window? Well, yeah. Sometimes people will have like one in stock. Maybe they don't like to take birth control every day because a daily birth control medication can cause more side effects. Mm-hmm. So say a woman is like, well, just in case the condom breaks, right? Or just in case we don't have a condom or whatever.
Yeah. Do you think that if a woman, you're saying you could take it a bunch of times, whatever, and it's safe, which is great. But yeah. Don't you think on the third time it's like, hey, stop buying rubbers from the fucking dollar store?
Well, yeah.
Or it's, stop having drunk unprotected sex. We don't know what the case is.
Because it's risky. Because what if you forget to take it? Mm-hmm. Then you would potentially have a pregnancy that you didn't desire. Or it also can be cost prohibitive. I mean, Plan B isn't cheap.
It's not?
No. And it's not usually covered by like insurances or other healthcare plans. So you're paying out of pocket.
I want a couple $100.
Well, it's cheaper than having a baby.
Yeah, fuck yes it is. Is it cheaper than $300,000? Over a lifetime?
Is that the average? I thought it was even more than that.
I just made up a number.
Look it up. The average of having a kid.
Average of having a kid.
I thought it was $500,000right now.
Let's look it up. I'd love to be depressed today.
Average. If you multiply it by
cost.
3.
Do you ever talk to friends who don't have kids and they try to make you feel bad about having a kid? I don't know if we should have this information. I don't know if we should have this information as parents.
I'm fine with it. 500,000 each kid.
Shit.
Is it more?
As always, there's different sources on the internet.
I'd
found
between 500 and a million per kid.
So I found a very recent one where there's a bunch of different ones that you're within the range of what they mention. The most recent article that just came out a couple months ago from CBS News says that raising a child from birth to age 18 now costs an average of $237,000, right around $240,000. And guess what? That's before college.
Yeah, I was going to say the reason I thought it was a lot. Yeah, because I think a lot of parents, not even college, but they still help their kids when they're 18. They don't really just like.
Of course they do.
You know, forever.
Yes.
Like, I know, like, my parents are wonderful and still help me out with stuff. Or, like, grandparents showering, not just their kids, but their grandkids. What about that trickle down effect?
Oh, I borrowed money from my mom to buy these cameras.
Grandkids, though, take that math and do it, right?
Yeah,
because now you're retired, you don't have like income coming in, and you're also buying stuff for your grandkids, so it's an expensive thing. So like, obviously prevention is key, and birth control is way cheaper than that. If you don't want a child, children are worth it, but if you don't want one, yeah, it's way cheaper. The problem is access. If you can't get access and you run out of that window and then you do get pregnant,
access
that's
to Plan
a problem.
B.
Yeah,
what's our my easiest, can I go to Walgreens? Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's available at pharmacies.
Really quick, just on the money kid thing. I have a friend without children. Uh-huh. He loves to talk about how hard it is to have kids. It's fun to be with other parents where you can go, having your little kid like snuggle with you or turn to you and say a magical thing, you don't give a fuck about $240,000.
No.
And I have this theory that there's no way to explain to someone without kids that value. Impossible. It would be like if you never saw the color blue, you wouldn't miss it. But if I saw the color blue, I'd be like, where's blue go?
Yeah.
I don't think we can quantify.
Well, I think teach their own. I mean, there's some people who really shouldn't have kids and they're so happy and they fucking crush it without kids, and good for them.
Yeah.
And there's people who have kids that shouldn't have kids.
Absolutely.
And there's people who have kids who should have more kids because they're fucking awesome at it. I think the biggest thing is just like do your own thing. But it's certainly nice to plan and not have surprises.
Absolutely. I would have tons of kids if it was not as expensive.
You know, I wouldn't. So
we should. I didn't mean.
It's stressful.
Okay.
I think that you have to have a balance.
Yeah.
Like the people on TV who have like 18 kids and like their oldest kid is like raising the youngest kid because they're an adult now, and like their kid is friends with their sibling who's also 2 and whatever. Again, I don't want to get like heat for this. Like every family can do their own thing. But for me, I love giving my kids attention, and I feel like I start to get like split when I have like one thing here, one thing there. So if I had like 50 kids, I'd be like, ah, oh, what the fuck?
That's a great point. Too many kids. Also, when I said that, I didn't, first of all, I don't think I meant it. And I think I might have lied. I was just thinking when I was having children, at the time when we were having children, I think it would have been cool. I loved having them so much. I'd be like, oh, it'd be cool to have a ton of them. I don't want to start over.
Yeah, well, that's huge.
I like that I'm at where I'm at with these dudes and you can kind of get back to your own life.
So that's why I'm so hypersensitive over birth control, because I don't want to start over either.
Yeah. Right? Can like I say, go for it. You go first.
I was just going to say, there's so much anxiety.
Yeah.
If you're not on birth control as a woman, I don't know how a guy feels, but like as a woman, like I need something to tell me right after sex, I don't have to go run to the store and buy Plan B or freak the fuck out and go see my doctor. Like I want something to be like, okay, there's no way that I could get pregnant.
Right. Condom, you're a planner though. You're a planner.
But it ruins the whole moment. Like as soon as you have sex and you're like, oh, that was great. Oh, fuck. I'm like, I don't want that.
But didn't that person not plan correctly? But I guess things happen. We don't know.
I just think it's a lot of stress and I don't know how the guy feels. If you're just like, oh, that was great, I'm gonna go to sleep. But as a woman, I'm like, oh my god, like I'm picturing like your gross heathen sperm like coming after my perfect innocent eggs, and they're just sitting there.
Yeah, but of course we care as guys. I mean, I can only speak for myself, but of course I'm worried about if I'm with someone, the possibility of pregnancy. When all that goes out the window, though, young, dumb, in college, drunk, things like that.
I don't know about that.
What do you mean?
I've never been blackout drunk enough to be like, I don't care. Let's take my chances with Russian roulette dick.
No, that's what I'm about guys, I think. Oh, I see what you're saying.
As a woman. But I've heard of other girls who just are like, oh, didn't have a condom, not on birth control, whoops.
No
way. But I've never been that drunk to be like, oh. Like, I feel like there's a certain, like, set of guidelines or standards everybody has. And for me, it was like, I'm not getting fucking pregnant. I'm going to medical school. I've got plans. I've got shit. And I was, like, hellbent. Like, there will be no dick that ruins it for me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the excuse that you got so drunk that you cheated on somebody because you didn't have standards or your inhibitions were just so severely changed.
It's a great question. Can I stop you? So we have to wrap this one up.
Oh.
And on that note,
I'm just thinking of your sperm and not in a good
way. I totally have a question I'm afraid to ask. Coming up on the next episode of Afraid to Ask.
The things that you said, some of them were pretty fucked up. Not mean, but like way out of character.
Really?
And I just don't.
What's the worst one?
When you cried.
Mm.
But like,
I cried about my dad dying or something. I said something about.
It wasn't bad, but it was like out of nowhere where you had like a panic attack and you were out of control of your own body.